Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
It's LGBTQIA+ Pride Month in the U.S. This year, in New York City, where my practice is located, the theme for Pride Month is strength in solidarity, reflecting the power and resiliency of the LGBTQIA+ community and its allies. All month, I've focused on tips for LGBTQIA+ kids, parents, families, and allies. Today, I'm talking about raising kids who are Black, Indigenous, and people of color, who also identify as LGBTQIA+, and how to help them thrive. These are kids who can face lots of challenges, but even with all they're up against, it's important to remember that when they are loved, accepted, and supported for and because of who they are, it builds the kind of resiliency that helps them thrive. Welcome back to Project Parenthood. I'm your host, Dr. Nanika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. Each week, I'll help you repair and deepen your parent-child connection, increase self-compassion and cooperation from your kids, and cultivate joy, peace, and resilience in your relationship with them. In America today, BIPOC LGBTQIA+ kids face the unique challenge of navigating multiple marginalized identities. So they may face discrimination on two fronts, because of their race or ethnicity, and because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. This can make it difficult for them to find acceptance and support, both within their families and in their communities. These kids may be more at risk of bullying, harassment, and exclusion from mainstream society, but also in LGBTQIA+ communities where other BIPOC folks are scarce. Experiencing constant subtle discrimination or microaggressions means they may not feel comfortable or accepted in majority white LGBTQIA+ spaces. Add to this the fact that these kids have a different cultural experience in the world than white LGBTQIA+ young folks, and it can lead to feelings of isolation, loneliness, and the emotional pain that can come with not being understood by others. These kids might even feel that they're included in majority white LGBTQIA+ spaces because they are a person of color, but for purely performative reasons, to demonstrate that the group is being inclusive, while at the same time, the group avoids acknowledging underlying issues of inequality and discrimination, leaving queer BIPOC kids feeling marginalized and undervalued. BIPOC LGBTQIA+ kids and their parents can run up against barriers in accessing culturally competent support services and resources. Mental health professionals, healthcare providers, and educational institutions may lack understanding and sensitivity toward their specific needs and experiences. In fact, there are several states that are passing legislation to officially bar these kids from getting the care they need. These barriers can get in the way of a young person's ability to seek assistance, find inclusive spaces, and receive the support they need for their emotional, mental, and physical well-being. Also, BIPOC LGBTQIA+ kids can struggle with feeling invisible, as they may not have many role models and might rarely see positive representations of people who share their multiple identities. Media, literature, and popular culture often fail to accurately portray and represent the experiences and diversity of BIPOC LGBTQIA+ folks. The lack of positive reflections of themselves can contribute to the sense of not fully belonging in either the LGBTQIA+ or BIPOC communities. Unfortunately, many BIPOC LGBTQIA+ youth are rejected by their families when they come out, which is devastating and can also lead to depression and even suicide. Sometimes, family rejection results in BIPOC LGBTQIA+ kids becoming homeless. This can be particularly precarious because BIPOC LGBTQIA+ kids are already more likely to experience physical, emotional, or sexual violence than their white counterparts, regardless of their housing situation. Even having said all of that, it's important to remember that these challenges are not insurmountable. There are many resources available to help BIPOC LGBTQIA+ kids thrive. And with the love, support, and acceptance of their significant adults, these kids have a much better chance of overcoming the challenges they face.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room. Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Here are some ways for you to help your BIPOC LGBTQIA young person thrive. First of all, get educated. It goes without saying that you need to be well-versed in your child's stated racial, ethnic, and queer identities. Learn about the different orientations and gender identities that exist. Understand the history of the LGBTQIA movement and be aware of the unique challenges that your child faces as a BIPOC LGBTQIA+ person. Three resources to check out are 1. A book called This Book is Anti-Racist, 20 Lessons on How to Wake Up, Take Action, and Do the Work. This is a book by Tiffany Jewell and Aurelia Durand. This book provides a comprehensive guide for children and young adults to understand and challenge racism, and also addresses the experiences of LGBTQIA+ individuals within BIPOC communities. The second is the Trevor Project. This is a leading organization that provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to LGBTQIA+ youth. On their website, you can find tons of resources like articles, guides, and support groups that specifically address the needs of BIPOC LGBTQIA+ children, teens, and young adults. Then there's the Audre Lorde Project. This is a community organizing center for LGBTQIA+ people of color. They offer different resources, programs, and support networks that center at the empowerment and well-being of BIPOC LGBTQIA folks. Check out their website to find information on advocacy, events, and resources tailored to the specific needs of LGBTQIA+ people of color. You can find all of these links in the show notes of this podcast episode. Then it's also important to encourage open dialogue. From an early age, have open and honest conversations about gender identity and sexual orientation. If your child comes out to you or brings up thoughts about their gender identity or sexual orientation journey, it's important to use your active listening skills so that you can validate their experience without judgment. Also, cultivate an inclusive and supportive home environment. Make sure your home is a safe space where all identities are respected and celebrated, which promotes a sense of belonging for your child no matter how they go on to identify as an adult. Make it a part of your family culture to use inclusive language, such as using the correct pronouns and avoiding assumptions about any child's future relationships. Model kindness and empathy toward others, and emphasize the importance of respecting differences. Get involved as a family in community service activities that promote inclusivity, social justice, and equality. And don't forget to collaborate with your child's school. Show solidarity with your child by prioritizing a safe school environment for every child in your kid's school. Advocate for an LGBTQIA+ inclusive curriculum, policies, and support services within your school community. Also, model resilience and coping skills. Bolster your child's emotional intelligence by encouraging open expression of their feelings and guiding them in prepping ahead of time for potential challenges they might run into. Let your child see you using resilience-building strategies, mindfulness, self-compassion, self-care, and seeking out supportive networks. Raising an LGBTQIA+ child of color in America means that both you and your child will come up against unfair and inhumane barriers in life. So build up their psychological and emotional, quote-unquote, immunity by promoting and normalizing inclusivity. Speak out against tokenism and push for meaningful BIPOC LGBTQIA+ representation. Advocate in your school community for policies and services that are responsive to the unique experiences and needs of all BIPOC LGBTQIA+ kids, including your own. And commit to ongoing learning and growth as a parent so you can better create a space where your BIPOC LGBTQIA+ young person feels comfortable and safe to be their authentic self and express their authentic feelings. Ultimately, the most important thing you can do is let your child know that you're there for them and that you'll support them no matter what. That internalized knowledge that they are loved, accepted, and respected by the adults most important to them is like a vaccine for the challenges the world will throw at them simply for being themselves. That's all for today's episode of Project Parenthood. Thanks for listening, and I hope you found it helpful. Be sure to join me live on Instagram at BK Parents on Monday, July 10 at 1 p.m. for a Brooklyn Parent Therapy Ask Me Anything. I'm excited to answer your questions in real time. If you have a question for me about parent-child relationships, respectful parenting tips, and or parental mental health you'd like me to cover in a future episode, shoot me an email at parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. Leave a message at 646-926-3243 or leave a message on Instagram at bkparents. That's bkparents. And you can learn about my private practice working with parents living in New York State at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com. Happy Pride Month, and catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend, and our director of podcasts is Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Cameron Lacey.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.